On Thursday, November 6th, Citizenship and Immigration Canada deported Ahmed Abdelmajid, a Palestinian refugee who fled to Montreal, Canada from Ana Helwe refugee camp in South Lebanon. Ahmed was born stateless and unprotected into the misery and hopelessness of a 55-year-old refugee camp in Lebanon. Palestinian refugees have no civil rights in Lebanon. He, like all other Palestinian refugees, is barred from working in almost 80 professions, cannot own or inherit property, is subject to ID checks entering and exiting the camp, and has no access to public health care or education. Ahmed came to Canada looking for a life and a future. Ahmed's case also represents the struggle of over 100 Palestinian refugees in Montreal who are facing deportation, both to the refugee camps of Lebanon and the occupied territories. Ahmed Abdelmajid was deported to the United States, where he is currently being held in prison in Plattsburgh, New York, again in stateless limbo and continuing to face deportation back to Lebanon. The deportation took place after the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees organized a series of actions to fight against his deportation and the deportation of all Palestinian refugees, which included a sit-in outside the Montreal offices of Citizenship and Immigration Canada. Listen to an interview which took place during the sit-in with Rabia Masri, an organizer with the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees.
In order to protest the detention and imminent deportation of one of the stateless Palestinian refugees, Ahmed Abdelmajid, who was detained 2 days ago and might be deported any second now or any day now. And we're sitting here chanting in solidarity with Ahmed Abdelmajid. We are chanting a Palestinian folkloric song that represents both our culture and history of struggle against oppression. So a lot of the refugees are here today to denounce their treatment by Immigration Canada and the deportation of one of their members, one of the members of the coalition, Ahmed Abdelmajid. People are going to stay here as long as they could in order to stop this deportation. There's different things that are happening on the other side in terms of the lobbying, and there's MPs that have been contacted. The Minister Kudair is well aware of this situation. A letter needs to be issued by the minister in order to stop the deportation. However, we hope to delay this deportation as much as possible and to try to ensure that Ahmed Abdelmajid does not end up being deported. Ahmed Abdelmajid is 23 years old. He's a Palestinian refugee, stateless Palestinian refugee from the refugee camp of Ain al-Hilwe in south of Lebanon, which is the largest refugee camp in Lebanon. He has two brothers who have also claimed refugee status in Europe, such as himself. And he has been in Canada for 3 years now. His refugee claim was rejected, and he decided not to be deported and did not respect the order of deportation that came against him because of a true, well-founded fear of being persecuted if sent back to the Palestinian refugee camp in Lebanon. For him, it wasn't a matter of choice. It was something that he had to do in terms of staying here in Canada in order to protect himself and his rights. The general attitude of our politicians, our legal system, our structure in dealing with people such as immigrants and refugees is simply wrong. Post September 11th, within the context of this whole scare against Muslims and Arabs, it's having a great toll on specific refugee community, but it's also criminalizing the general refugee community out there. As opposed to treating the issue as a humanitarian issue, we're treating it more and more as a criminal issue where people are unwanted. And we forget that Canada is, at the end of the day, an immigrant community that used to be a land of the Aboriginal people. And most of the people that live in this society are themselves immigrants, are themselves refugees. And these people are now coming here seeking protection and should be treated humanitarily and not as criminals. Well, supporters can join the sit-in if it's still going on tomorrow and after that at 1010 Saint-Antoine West. They can call the Minister Denis Coderre's office in Ottawa, in Montreal, They can join the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees. Next week, there's a whole week of activities from Monday to the next Monday of conferences, movie showings, exhibitions, rallies about the situation of Palestinian refugees in Montreal. So people can join all these activities by contacting us at 514-591-3171 or by email at refugees@riseup.net.
You've been listening to an interview with Rabia Masri, an organizer with the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees, about the struggle against the deportation of over 100 Palestinian refugees from Canada and the recent deportation of Ahmed Abdelmajid at the hands of Citizenship and Immigration Canada. Ahmed is a Palestinian refugee who fled to Canada from Anahelwe refugee camp in South Lebanon. He was recently deported to the U.S., where he awaits deportation to Lebanon. Currently in Montreal, the fight against the deportation of Palestinian refugees is heating up, as the efforts of Citizenship and Immigration Canada to unjustly deport Palestinian refugees increases. I spoke with Palestinian refugee Youssef Ilobani about the struggle of Palestinian refugees in Montreal against their deportation.
We want to get the support of the people. Like, we want to make awareness of what's going on against the Palestinian refugees here in Montreal, especially after the deportation started with one of our guys. And we want to stop this deportation. Like, we are trying to stop the deportation of the rest of the Palestinian refugees who are facing deportation here. We want to get people to know what we are suffering here in Montreal right now.
Can you talk about that, what Palestinians are facing here in Montreal? What are you, as a refugee in Montreal who's been refused, what are you facing?
Well, like, we fled our home, like, looking for a good future. We fled our home as refugees, and we came here, now we are refugees again. And now we are, like, facing, like, ignorance. We are facing ignorance of the judges and lack of understanding. Like, that's, like, leading us to, like, going back to where we started again, like, to the life we are fleeing from. It's like we are now suffering here, stressed, like, hiding. Some people are hiding, like, against deportation. Once they had, like, don't have a life, like, they can't move freely, they can't go to hospitals, they can't study, they can't work. So that's the kind of life we are living now.
Can you speak about, you said, ignorance or bias on the part of the judges of the Immigration and Refugee Board here in Montreal?
Yeah, it's like judges showed ignorance, like, when they attacked the credibility of the person, like, rather than what he has fled from. They were unaware of what he's facing. Like, they just concentrate on stupid things like Oslo and Geneva, and like, they just attack credibility, like, for date or something like that. There's a story between, like, two brothers, one who has been accepted, one who has been refused, and they came from the same home, same case, same family, but just different judge, and it happened twice, not just once.
Can you describe your life that you fled in Lebanon?
Well, I was born in the camp as a refugee, and I lived in war, like, most of my life. Like, first 15 years of my life was in war. I couldn't study, complete my university. I didn't have access to medical institutions. Like, I have to go to private hospitals and pay, like, a lot of money in order to have medicine. And, like, I can't work. I'm not allowed to work. Even if I can afford to pay for university, I'm not allowed to practice what I studied, like engineer, lawyer, doctor, whatever it is.
In Lebanon,
exactly, in the camps. And the camps, like, you know, checkpoints at the camps. You have checkpoints, you have to pass checkpoints. And when they say, like, no, you are Palestinian, like, they will start, like, picking up on you, stuff like that.
Can you describe what a camp looks like in Lebanon?
Well, it's a camp, like houses near each other. It's not like tents, but it's camps, like home. And it's like people are together, like it's surrounded. First, there's checkpoints on the entrance, and like you don't have water over there. You're like drinking water. Some people like bring big gallons of water to the camps, and you have to fill small gallons, like in order to fill it. And if you're lucky, you will get some. Well, sewage water is very bad, like over there. It's all mixed. Garbage is very bad. Smell of garbage everywhere. No electricity most of the time, like 2 hours a day, maybe you have electricity, the rest you won't. That's the kind of life I'm fleeing from.
Can you speak about the community, your community of refugees who is organizing against the deportations?
Okay. Well, like we are 100 refugees who are facing deportation or being refused from the IRP members, Immigration Refugee Board. And like since we like have no one else to go to, like we organized ourselves with the coalition against deportation of Palestinians from Canada, and like we are doing all what we can, like in order to make people around us like understand what we are facing here now. So it's like we are trying to contact the minister, we are trying to contact the RP members, some MPs. We are trying like to do our best, like in order to show people what we have fled from and what we are facing here.
Can you speak about why you think it's important for people to support the struggle against Palestinian deportations from Canada?
Well, first of all, like especially Palestinians, it's stateless. Like you have no place to go to, like no country to go to where they are deporting us for. It's not our country. It's like somewhere else where we have lived, like through hell, maybe wars, stuff like that. So we need people. Like I think people like are supporting a human being, like it's not supporting Palestinians exactly, but Palestinians like are stateless. Stateless means a lot, like you have nothing to go to. That's why I think like people need support of us.
You've been listening to an interview with Youssef Illoubani, a Palestinian refugee facing deportation in Canada, who is an active member with the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees, a group which represents over 100 Palestinian refugees resisting their deportations here in Montreal. Those Palestinian refugees facing deportation are fleeing the conditions of the Palestinian refugee camps of Lebanon and the occupied territories. They have claimed refugee status in Canada over the last couple of years, and systematically the refugee claims are being denied by Citizenship and Immigration Canada post September 11th. Montreal's Palestinian refugees are fighting against Citizenship and Immigration Canada's attempts to deport them to the legal and deadly Israeli military occupation, which plagues everyday life throughout occupied Palestine, and to the violence, poverty, and persecution which defines life in the Palestinian refugee camps of Lebanon. To get more information on the Coalition to Stop the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees, call 514-591-3171 or email refugees@riseup.net. This report has been produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stefan Christophe. يا شعب النصر خليك بدربك ساير فجر الأحرار نور وشمس وبشاير يا شعب النصر خليك بدربك ساير فجر الأحرار نور وشمس وبشاير عهدك أزهار وكليل الغارب يشهد عهدك أزهار عن وطن الأم ما نقبل أي مو